originally, when Tammy Wales was in town, me and her had discussed doing some type of fun, like Halloween maze or things like that. And I discussed with her, like, be cool to kind of do a maze and a haunted house together. But then she moved, so that idea kind of didn't come about. And I just decided last year after Halloween that I was just going to throw in the towel and just do it.
Going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you've taken on. Tell me what's planned for it. It's two days,
I think. It is 2 days. We had a hard time trying to figure out which days we wanted to do them, which days would be best. And obviously, we chose not over the weekend before because Halloween parties at the bar, we thought probably not a good idea, even though it's at the police station. So it's on Halloween night and the day afterwards. So Halloween, we're going to do it from 4 to 6 and 7 to 10. So we're giving our volunteers, because it's all volunteer-based, an hour for the ones that have kids so that they can go out and enjoy trick-or-treating with their children as well. Okay. Yeah. And then the day after will be from 7 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of people involved who are going to be in costume.
We do. Yeah.
Looking scary?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is going. I hope that it's scary. It should be.
Yeah,
what level
of fear is this? Is this good for younger kids, older kids? What?
I would say it's not for the young. Okay. If they get scared easy, they should not. But it's totally up to their parents. We're allowing them to make that decision. Okay. And I mean, if they get scared, then they can easily, you know, walk back out.
Okay.
But.
And this is all going to be happening inside the new police station.
Yes. Okay. In where they call the Sally Ports. Okay. We're doing it in their big garage area. And then where they have their parking lot is where we're going to have everybody kind of hang out. That's the entrance. And we'll have a little spot for the younger kids to just kind of look at. There'll just be some fun stuff set up outside. So that part is free. Okay. And then the main attraction is $5 a head.
I understand some of that money goes to a good cause.
Yes. So when deciding this, I thought it would be great to, because originally I wanted to do it for free and just fundraise throughout the year to pay for stuff. But then I thought it would be kind of fun to charge an admission so that we can use part of that for the following year, but then also help out another nonprofit. And we decided that we're going to choose a different nonprofit every year so that everybody gets a chance to be involved with it.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
And have you chosen this year's
yes.
yet?
Yes. Okay. This year is going to be the Johnson O'Malley program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And so
we will also have popcorn for sale too as a fundraiser.
All right.
Yeah.
First time for it, and it's going to happen next year. And
yes, right. Hopefully it will be in an annual thing. So hopefully we can get it to be bigger and better each year.